I'm most proud of when I was meeting with the people who really need our support. There are so many marginalized, vulnerable group of people. When I was speaking with them, I could see clearly the expectation and faith in the United Nations. That really struck me. I was very proud that to be a part of the United Nations system. For example, we have been meeting so many people, particularly women and girls, whose human rights were totally abused. When I met them, still, I saw from them the dignity and determined will to overcome their life. This has made us to establish UN Women. Then there are many areas we have been successful in expanding women's and children's health.
What would you like to do differently during your second term?
I have seen very strong power of partnerships. If we strengthen these partnerships among governments, business communities and civil organizations and philanthropists, then I think all this power of partnership can bring us toward the right direction. We were able to bring the climate change to the top of the global agenda. We were able to deploy 120,000 UN peacekeepers around the 16 missions. We were able to establish UN Women, trying to protect and promote more about the women's social status and political status. We are going to build upon all these achievements which we have been building during the last 5 years. Therefore, I'd like to connect all these seemingly different agendas into one thread. This is what I'd like to do. I'd like to connect the people with ideas.
You spoke about challenges laying ahead. May I ask you to list your priorities?
I have laid out 5 generational opportunities for my second term to work with the member state. First, we have to achieve sustainable development. We have to connect the dots among climate change, food crisis, water scarcity, energy shortages, and also women empowerment, and global health issues. These are all interconnected issues.